Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, everybody. It's Michelle Buteau. I know you've missed me in your feeds. Honey, I missed you too. But guess what? It's an early birthday for that ass because I got a new show for you. And it's called Adulting with my partner in crime, Jordan Carlos. It's all about the art of adulting because guess what? Being a grown-up is hard. There's taxes, relationships with a capital R, raising kids, raising friends that feel like kids, raising your partners that also feel like a kid, and figuring out how to break up with a friend. How do you break up with a friend? You can't just unfollow a bitch. They still show up. They still appear. They still know you. Jordan and I talk it out with some of the funniest, most creative adults around. People like Jim Gaffigan, Wyatt Cenac, Daniel Brooks, Phoebe Robinson. And guess what, y'all? It's all recorded in front of a live audience. So you're going to get that live audience feel, and you're going to hear a great conversation. It's going to be so good. I'm so excited to be back in the podcast saddle. So let's grow the fuck up together, okay? Here's our very first episode. Listen and enjoy the ride. I know you will. Are you still wearing condoms? You know you should. I'm Michelle Buteau.
And I'm Jordan Carlos, and we're super excited to welcome you to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn how to be adults together.
Jordan and I have been friends for a long time, we've been through a lot. I mean, we own property.
Respectively.
We have kids. We have nappy hair. We have to get it done.
We recorded this show at Union Hall in Brooklyn, and it was so much fun. Naomi Paragon was there.
Oh my God, I love her so much. She has bangs and brown titties and full of stories.
Your words. Wyatt Cenac.
Oh my God, also brown titties, great beard, am I right?
Again, your words.
Who else did we have, Jordan?
Phoebe Robinson.
Yes! We just saw Phoebe, and she had a turban on and a kimono on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, and she pulled it off.
Plus, we get maybe the most adulting question ever.
So stay tuned, and let's all grow the fuck up.
Together!
Felt a bit pitchy.
Look at all these young bitches up in here. Make some noise if you are under 30.
Make some noise if you can pass for under 30.
Ooh,
yeah, yes! That's right. That's New York. Yeah, that's
make some
right.
noise if you like me, you in your 40s, and you're doing it.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Yeah.
If you're standing, make some noise if you're kind of worried about your knees right now. Are you kind of worried about your knees? Like, oh,
let
my
me tell
knees
you
gonna
something.
Make it?
I'm going to be 42 in July. Knees what? And good edges is what it's about. I know. Anyways, welcome to Adulting. I'm Michelle Buteau. This is Jordan Carlos.
Hello.
Give it up for our DJ.
Hello.
Done well. Make some noise if you've been to the show before.
We got first-timers in the crowd?
Make some noise if you're a first-timer.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, Jordan and I came up with a show, like, what, a little over a year ago. And we were like, fuck, he's got kids to take care of. I have, you know, back fat, a husband, bills. You get it. Dogs. I got more than two toilets. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
And we were like, adulting is hard, but we can't afford therapy. So now we have group therapy. You guys.
We have all of you guys. We have Therther. We're like getting through it. What do you think, y'all? Huh? Who showered today?
Oh, no. Everybody that was terrible.
Everybody was like, did I do that shit?
That is terrible.
I don't know. I did that shit. And I said, oh, I can't remember. I'm oily right now. I'm oily right now.
I'm just
some
like,
of you are lying like a motherfucker.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
I feel
God.
Like we live in a country where there's good water. You need to shower, honey.
Yeah. And New York has the best water. Yeah. We have the best water, right?
What are you, Trump right now? We got the best water.
We have the best water. The best water. It's the best. Second to none. Other waters, loser waters.
I thought we had really good water. I thought it came from like a crater lake upstate or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. That's
you guys
why our bagels
are on top
are so good.
Of it. Thank you so much.
Did anybody come here with like a friend group at all? See what I'm fucking talking about? That's right. We're coordinating. We're adults. We're doing this.
You know, the thing about the friend group is, because I don't know who is the organizer in the friend group, but I was always the organizer.
as you can tell, being friends with me, I'm like, this is what we should wear if we're going to go out. Just as like a color palette. Just pick your colors.
She made me wear this color.
No, I didn't, but you actually look good today.
Oh, my God. No, you don't understand. A lot of you are first-timers. She's always, like, just dunking on me and going, dipping.
I mean, he's a very attractive guy, right? And he's smart. He, like, reads whatever you read. But he's, you know, he looks like a guy that works at Uniqlo where the pants are, like, too tight. Like, he's still holding on. Like, Friday Night Lights. Like, he peaked in high school and you gotta hold on to the look. Oh, come on!
First of all, I look like Simone!
You gotta know your look! That's adulting 101, bitch. Write it down. I did not
peak in high school. I peaked sophomore summer of college. Okay, that's
sorry. I'll get
peaked,
it right, next time.
Thank you.
Oh, for fuck's sake! But getting back to the friend group, yeah, I was that person that would organize the shit.
Yes.
And you know what? The person that organizes the shit always ends up paying for stuff. People are like, "I'll pay you back," and they fucking don't. Who paid for the tickets tonight? One person paid for the tickets?
Wow, you she just gave her side eye.
You look like the organizer.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I already put him out there. I didn't want to put you out there. But I was like, you got organizer written all over your fucking face. The minute you sit on a dick or whatever the fuck that you like, all y'all are fucking done. You don't know what to do with yourself. She gonna be busy. Is that too much? Sometimes people tell me I'm too much. Is that too much?
Not too much. No.
Like, whatever.
How are you? It feels like you've wandered into this place. She's like, I was trying to find the bathroom, but this is
good. I got lost.
You got lost? Now you found, girl.
I love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm Australian.
You're Australian?
Do
yes.
It.
So I came 22 hours to come to this show.
Wow. It took you 22 hours. Fuck.
Flight, get flight,
we're going to disappoint, bitch. You better go back to Australia and hang out with them kangaroos, honey. This is not that. But thank you. Do you want to see?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Are you sure? Okay.
Okay. Okay. I know. Okay. Look, we're like very polite people on the subway.
Yeah. Like, what's your code of ethics on the subway? I mean,
oh, you know what? I'm that person. You're probably that person too. If I see somebody with a kid, I'm like, you want to see? But if it's someone with like more than two kids, I'm like, that's your bet.
If they have more than one child.
Sorry, my body's heavy too, bitch. They can stand like extra knees. They little.
Oh my God. I'm the
like
guy.
Like at that point, get an Uber.
I'm terrible. I do that thing where I give up the seat, but I make like a big show of it. I'm like, do you want a seat? Do you want this seat?
Yeah, you gotta show people sometimes.
Gentlemen on the fucking train. You know? That's
yeah.
What
I mean, I don't feel like old men should get up.
Old men shouldn't get up. And you know what? Actually, I had an old man on a really hot day on the L train.
Ooh, what are you? Where's this going? What if we just cut out of the story?
That's it. And that's between me and that old man. And you know what? He was good with his hands. No, I just... He was like so.
The L stands for love.
Love. Elevated. All right. I don't know. This is getting weird. All right. So, but he was so tired, and he actually just leaned on me and then put his arms around me. And then this person was like, made a weird face, like, what the fuck? And so it was just a weird fucking day. So I thought I'd out-weird that person, and I was like, yeah. I love it. Yeah, the person then moved out of New York. They're like, I can't deal with this. I cannot deal with this.
That is so sweet. The good thing, you know, I mean, who's in a very serious committed relationship in here?
The
enthusiasm. You guys are not sure about that at all. Either that or you're like fucking around. Woo! Woo! Woo, baby.
People are committed, but people are People are this is BK. People are open, you know, like people are like
open to what? Brunch? To new, open to what?
To new sex parts and toilet parts, you know. People
what
do that stuff.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not. I was at this gathering of mothers, and this is gonna sound weird. It was a gathering of mothers, Rosé. It was like Rosé and kids. And were you there? They were just.
I know, that sounds like my dream.
Yeah. And they were talking about being open and like, you know.
What like, do you mean? Like open relationship?
I'm talking about swapping. I'm talking about fucking. I'm talking about, you know.
You know what's funny? Married people be doing that shit. Yeah. I have never met so many people in an open relationship since I've been married.
Right.
And I'm just like, it's so gross that no one's invited me. I'm just. I don't want to go because, you know, I'm very OCD. I'm like, I have to concentrate on one thing. But, and I'm also like very jealous. I'm like a 5-year-old, like with a temper tantrum. I'm like, don't look at my husband's dick. You're like, that would be me. But I feel like I'm also such a good host. I would be like, how are you feeling? You know what I mean? Like, I would bring chilled rosé. I cannot stand it when people show up with a warm bottle of fucking wine. Like,
yeah. Especially to an orgy. You're right. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
No, but I feel like, I don't know, I kind of want to like go see a sex party because I feel like yeah. It'd be like a buffet, like really amazing from afar, but just like fruit flies up close.
Yeah. And no sneeze guard. You're right.
Yeah. Make some noise if you've ever been in a threesome. Make some noise if you liked one person more than the other in the threesome.
Oh my gosh.
Make some noise if you've been to a sex party.
This is my crowd. I love you. You are scared of life. I love you. I love you. You are so risk averse. Oh my God. You're just, if you could wear a condom around, you would just, do it.
If you don't have health insurance, don't go to a sex party.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Do a sex party in Canada. So anyway. Very excited to bring her first guest to the fucking show. She's fucking amazing. She's been on a lot of shit, and you know her. And if you don't know her, you will fucking love her. My favorite pair of brown titties. Please give it up for Naomi
Ekpare again. Yes, huh? And I'm tired from doing that now.
Right. Cardio, bitches, cardio.
Wow.
Hey, hey, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I just learned a lot about your lifestyle.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's not all Uniqlo fucking khaki pants this morning.
It's not. It's not.
We live.
Okay.
You know, that's right.
Have you ever been invited to a sex party?
No, I have not. You know I'm a germaphobe. So I don't want the invite.
Yeah.
Don't even give me the invite.
Yeah. Probably that's why you haven't been invited.
Yeah.
I get it.
I make it clear.
Wait, can I ask you a very personal question?
Sure.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 19?
Not
it was
bad.
Sophomore year of college.
Age.
Everybody's peaking sophomore year. What happened?
Yes.
You got a handle on the classes, and you're like, this is a good time to sit on a dick.
This is the time.
Yes. So how did it go down? Were you thinking about it? Did you plan it? Did you know?
I was thinking about it, and I had been thinking about it. We had been together for like 3 or 4 months, and it was fun. Like, and I had a thought in my head. I was like, well, he's also a virgin. This is a good person to lose it to. Again, germaphobe. So I thought, let's both just be new together and confused.
Okay. And that sounds awesome.
It was like very
nude
tender.
And confused should be your tour.
My tour, my biography, my way of life. That is me. If I'm nude, there is confusion. How did I get here? Are we showering? Are we sleeping? Is this desired? It's always a question. And so, and then like one day, but I was like, I'm ready, let's do it. Yeah. And then it was the most painful thing I had experienced in life up until that point.
Were
physically.
You on top?
No.
Did you watch porn and you were like, this is how I do it?
No, I hadn't. Like, I was like, I know where it goes. But I don't know what to do once we get in there. I'm not giving you choreography. You know what I mean? I don't have a move I haven't thought about.
I was just like... Was it important that you sleep together? I remember after...
Oh, most definitely.
Yes.
What do you mean sleep together?
Meaning like spend the night.
Yes.
And have like, yeah, stay after...
Who needs a sleepover?
Someone with daddy issues! You ain't walking out that bedroom door. Not that night! You stay over and make me an omelet, bitch!
You do need a protein snack after you've just given yourself. I understand. Can we just talk about the daddy then?
Sure. So, they're already nervous. Oh. Let's make sure any of my relatives hear first.
It happens. I've been to a show where someone is just like, I'm your cousin. She's like, never met. Okay. Sit down. We'll talk after the show. Can you tell me about your dad in like 90 seconds or less?
Well, pretty much, because I don't know him. You know what I mean? I don't have a lot of details.
Wow. That was like playing Minesweep. We just like, really don't talk about the dad.
No, that's right. No, I know him a lot, but like literally, like, I mean, he's alive. He's not far. He's in Westchester, but
oh
yeah. But I don't know her. You know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know her.
Okay. Do you want to know her?
Honestly, I don't know right now. I'll tell you the truth. Because I realize, like, I'm not someone who's not petty. I'm petty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Petty LaBelle, Petty Richard Arquette. Yes. You know, like, I'm that.
Petty Pendergrass.
Yes.
Petty Roosevelt.
Yes. Petty Mayonnaise.
Tom Petty!
I have one. Actually, I don't.
So you're petty.
Yeah, or just rather, like, I haven't... I think, you know, if you're going to let somebody in and say, like, clean slate or, like, this is who we are now, you have to let go of the past mistakes.
Ooh, yeah.
And that is not... I'm still mad.
Mm. You should
be. You know? My thing is, I think he... Like, because we've tried to email at various times, and there was one point at which, actually, you and I, we did that Essence spread, Black Lady Comedian Essence spread.
Yes, the brown titty spread.
Yes. Magazine.
And I remember, like, I'll show him this, you know? And I think it was a little childlike, even of like, look what I'm doing, Dad.
Right.
Aww. And then he wrote back and he goes, he's like, oh, it's, I gotta admit, it's cool to see my name in a magazine.
Oh.
This ain't about you! And that was like how I was like, oh, no, you ain't.
Have you ever thought about changing your name?
Well, if I do ever consummate my betrothal, with a wedding. That was complicated. If I ever get married.
I love that.
If I ever get married.
No, yeah. If you, yes.
Yeah, like if we find, I mean, there is someone there. But I'm saying if we pull the trigger, you know what I mean? If we get that fucking rustic barn. And we just give everybody chicken breasts.
Yes. You know? Get those apple pies. Play the Lumineers. White candle, white votive, white votive, white votive.
Drinking out of
mason jars. Sipping in mason jars. Pissing in mason jars.
That's it. Put a hydrangea in a mason jar?
Yes. Ooh,
honey, I'm busting.
I'll see you on Etsy, bitch.
Wow. You guys just planned the whole thing. You forgot the twinkly lights, though. You gotta get them twinkly lights now.
Look, I don't have a lot of time with you. How long have you been engaged?
You gonna call me? You made me say it in front of all these people. 6 years. This is a real communal experience. It's very communal.
This is therapy now.
This is now Black church. Everybody's like, oh, no.
But for real though.
Why? I think part of why I put it off, because for me, the wedding does not make the relationship better.
Yeah.
But I
A wedding is a day, a marriage is a lifetime, it's on a magnet.
That's all I just like, I know I want to do that thing. So part of me is like, I don't need to just like go to City Hall just to something. It's like more like when we have the money, when we could do the thing, we'll do the thing, and it'll be a nice time, and we'll have some pretty pictures.
That's great. I love doing it, you know, on your own accord. Is that what the kids say?
That's great. On
Thank
accord.
You.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't think children say that. Yo, motherfucker, we doing this on our own accord or what? This shit is fire, son.
My wedding, my parents pay for it, and I just really wanted the money.
Right.
And
right.
we had no say.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you pay, you get a say. I'm Jesse Jackson. But it's like, if you pay, you get a say. And it's like, I don't want your say. I don't want your two cents in it. You know what I mean? Especially because, like, I feel like, you know, Jubu's family, they want to invite the whole temple.
He's Jewish and he's our boo.
You get it. It's got to be a whole thing. You know what I mean? And I'm like, nah, I can't do that whole thing.
Okay. So between being who you are, right? Being who you are, the germaphobe, this and that. The fuck the dad, you know, and like the dad is a big part of the wedding. And now you found somebody you love and you're going to do it on your own terms. What have you learned? Like, what is your biggest lesson out of life with all of those things that have happened to you?
Oh, my God. What do I have now at 30? Oh, in 20 seconds, what I have learned is anybody worth your time will not have to be convinced. Many of them.
Wow. What?
Okay, let me dig in here. Okay.
Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? How do you maintain a friendship with two of your best friends when they recently ended a romantic relationship?
Oh. You got to choose one. You lose one. You got to choose one or you lose them both.
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, so she was friends or he was friends with two people that were in a relationship, right? And they broke up. And so who are you going to, which side are you going to, which team are you on now? Allegiances.
Oh.
What's up? Are you a Lannister?
But like, it's like
divorce. Are you a fucking Lannister? Are you in the house? Get off. Are you in the house? Are you in the house of Stark? What the fuck are you gonna do?
The North remembers, bitch.
The North remembers. You can't ride two horses with one ass. You know what I'm saying? You have to make a motherfucking choice. Okay.
I don't think you need to make a choice. You know, it's like divorced kids. You have two Christmases, but I wouldn't like post all that shit up online for the other person to be like, what? Next question!
I like this.
Good!
How does one control one's drug use? Fucking 19th century Lewis Carroll motherfucker in here. How doth one control the amount of laudanum one shall take? What the fuck? What buckle chew motherfucker walked in here? Fucking 3-point hat.
If your name was Ebenezer, put your hands up.
I don't know.
Tiny Tim, put your hands up.
How doth one? That was amazing.
Oh, that was amazing. Very excited to bring our next guest out.
Yes.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Done a lot of stuff.
He's got a show on HBO.
Show on HBO.
He's been on The Daily Show.
Been on The Daily Show.
He's doing a lot of other shit.
Got a great beard.
Great
beard.
Yeah. You used to work with him?
Yep. That's right, man. On Night Train back in the day.
Yeah,
I think y'all know who we're talking about.
Yes,
please give it up for Wyatt Cinna! Look at the beard game.
Yes.
Thank you. Wyatt. Got it.
When was the first time you felt like a real adult?
I don't know. Do you ever feel like a real adult?
That's what we're trying to find out!
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I definitely think there are moments where I think like, oh, okay, I remember like the first time I went and bought a car and thought like, oh, this feels like a very adult thing.
Yes.
And then I remember when I decided to go upside down on that car and trade it in while I was still paying it off for another car. And I was like, this doesn't feel very adult at all. And then I remember when I had to voluntarily turn that car in for a repo. And I was like, yeah, this really doesn't feel adult.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, so, yeah. Started off been through it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a roommate that was terrible?
Not really. Because I didn't really have that many roommates. Like, when I got to L.A., I had a roommate. And then I got King of the Hill, and so then I started making money where I was like, oh, I don't have to live with another person.
Yeah.
I like, this is a choice now.
Yeah.
And so then I moved out and then was like on my own, and I was probably like 25, 26 at that point.
Wow.
And so once I then got like a taste of that, even after I left King of the Hill, like I was still like, no, I'm going to still figure out how to do this shit on my own. And then would just downsize to like smaller and cheaper apartments so I could keep it going. And then when the car got repoed, the apartment, I also got evicted. So then I got a roommate.
Were you at Brewster Place? What's going on?
Well, because once I left, so I worked at King of the Hill for like 4.5, 5 seasons.
Yeah.
And then once I left, I didn't really, like, people were like, you'll be fine. Like, they'll be, like, people will want to, like, hire you for everything. Like, you're a young black guy in his 20s who wrote on a Fox animated show. You should be great. And then for, like, 5, 6 years, it was just like, I'm just living off my savings.
Right.
And my credit cards.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, by the time I got the Daily Show, my car had been repossessed. I had lost my apartment. I'd moved in with a friend of mine who...
Did your wife leave you? This is so crazy. Did the dog just like be like, gotta go?
The dog was like, I'm out. I'm out.
The dog was the first to leave.
Yeah, the dog smelled it. Like, you know how they say like dogs can smell like cancer? Like the dog was like, you don't smell like good credit.
Were there moments when you just wanted to like totally just throw in the towel and...
Oh, fuck yeah. Like at that point it was like, yeah, I'd lost my apartment, lost my car.
Yeah.
I didn't have anywhere to go. And so I was just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Like, it wasn't like going home was not an option for me. It was just like, oh, okay. I like...
Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Sink or swim.
And so I was... So my friend took me in and I was just like...
That's great.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I don't like have a car. I don't have... Like, she was floating me for a little while. And then I think I was living with her for about 3 months. I got... an audition for The Daily Show, which I'd auditioned for like 5 times. Like every year they would have auditions. And
I know. I auditioned a lot, but then my knees hurt from all the tap dancing.
You got me with that shit.
Well, no, but so here's the thing. With the auditions, I remember they would have the auditions, and before the time I got it, the auditions would be these things where it would be at some spot and... every hour would be a different ethnic group that would come in to read. And then, like,
that's
the
amazing.
Black people would come in, and it was just, like, all a bunch of black dudes doing Stephen impressions.
Oh.
And so the year that I got it was the first year that they said, like, write your own audition. Mm-hmm. And so then my audition, it was the first thing I ever did on the show, and it was just me basically being, like, I don't give a shit about, like, the Democratic primaries. I'd rather watch Lost. But I remember I took the bus to my audition, and I went in, I did it, and I had no idea. I was like, this
See
shit isn't going to work out.
See what happens when people let you find your own voice and do your own thing, and they're not trying to put a circle in a fucking square? That's what happens. Like, we flourish. We do things. We have a voice. We book shit. We make money. It's like... Sorry.
Get the woman who's some
water. I haven't done cardio like in 3 weeks, so when I have feelings, I'm out of breath. When it comes to dating, what do you think is an adult way to approach a date with a woman?
Go on.
Like, when I was in high school, it was okay, you're gonna go on a date, and then it was almost like a date had to be like this present, like, she had to be like, surprise me. I don't know what the fuck we're doing, but it better be good. And it was like all this pressure where it's like, I just have to figure out what you're thinking. Like, what clues have you dropped that I got to piece this shit together?
You don't like that.
No. Oh. Like, to me, I feel like you could do that within, like, in a relationship. You could, like, that's what, like, surprise is for. Yes. Yeah. But, like, if y'all are just trying to get to know each other, it's like, just be straight up with one another. Like, don't then all of a sudden find yourself sitting in front of a giant plate of uni and you're like, I don't eat uni. And, like, you should have known that about me. And it's like, I don't even know your last name.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I don't like uni either. I just thought you wanted to be impressed.
You know, fair enough. When you said uni, it kind of triggered like a bowel movement for me. So
that's why I don't like uni.
I don't think I like it either.
Uni looks like what Ernie from Sesame Street would shit.
Oh my God.
I just vividly saw that in my head.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so. Hey, Bert, don't go in there.
Ernie, why can't I go in there?
Why is Sadak everywhere?
Why is Sadak? Okay.
Why is Sadak? One more time.
Stage. I love her. She's amazing. I've known her for a long time.
Yes.
And she is just so big and bright, and she is doing all the things. And I'm so glad she came here to do this thing. Please give it up for our friend Phoebe Robinson.
Phoebe Robinson! On this motherfucking stage. Wow. Thank you for being here.
First of all, I feel like nobody does adulting more than you.
Oh yeah, I'm like an old lady. I love it.
Yes,
I love it.
You work, your old lady like work ethic is like, this is the first lady that did this in like 1952. Aww. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't stop. Were you like that when you were little too?
Oh no, I was kind of a slacker, a little lazy, and I think I sort of turned it around when I went to college and I got to say the classes I want to study, and then I was just like all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Is there supposed to be more?
No. Was there like a watershed moment when you were like, I got to like level the fuck up? And when you got to college, that's when you felt the competition, and you were like, I'm gonna do it.
It was just more like I wanted to study writing, and that's what I got to do. And I
did you write little poems about boys and like flowers and bus rides?
Oh, I wrote like really shit. It's like, I don't know, you're like 19, like you don't really have like life experience, so you like write about being like sitting alone in a diner because you just did that last week. You're like, that's fully not interesting to anyone. And you're just like, the coffee in the mug, and you're like, I'm out. But like, that's like what
you just described all of Lilith Fair. I'm in. Diners were like the diners are just made for teenagers and old people.
If
you're going to
a diner
in your 40s, like, something's wrong.
No, I love it. I love it because like the service is always not great. It's fast, but they have an attitude. They're like, "Why the fuck are you here?" And I'm like, "Don't you need this money? Like, what's happening?" Yeah, but they're sick of it. They're like, "We're fucking sick of you being here." You're like, "But I'm coming back," and I'm like, "Great." So it's just so abusive.
I love any restaurant where they ask you if you've eaten there before. You know, like I love that Brooklyn experience. Have you eaten here before? Have you been to Beaujolais? Like, no, this is my first time. Well, we do things a little differently. Like, oh my God. Oh, what's going to happen? Am I going to cook? Do I get to cook? They're like, you have to pick one protein. Like, and one amino acid. Okay, all right. Our menu. Our menu is different. Our menu.
You guys are good together. I love this chemistry. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
He's great.
I like it.
I mean, no. I don't like a lot of people. Just kidding. I love everybody.
You do. You love too many people. I'm always like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
I know.
I'm just so,
you're good at editing people.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just like, I want to fix their broken wing. No. I actually have a lot of questions.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Your mom feels like a very respectable woman.
Yeah, Octavia's like no joke.
She's no...
Yeah.
Wait, your mom's name is Octavia?
Yeah, Octavia Valina Robinson, honey.
Yes!
Did Shonda... Did her name come from like a Shonda Rhimes generator? Her name will be...
That was great.
What did your mom... What did Octavia Valor Spencer... I just, like, wanted to drag queens. What did Sharon Needles tell you about? No, but... what were some of the lessons your mom told you to hold dear for adulting as a woman in life?
Yeah, I mean, my mom is like a grinder, you know. She's like, nothing was ever like easy for her, or, like, handed to her, which I think is like a lot of people. So she's just kind of like, don't be a dick.
Be grateful.
Yeah, be grateful. Work hard, you know. Just sort of like, you really have to believe in yourself because, like, so many people are just going to count you out.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because we were talking about this before, like, being in your 20s, you sort of play at the idea of being an adult.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely had way too many blazers
for
a 23-year-old. I did not work at a bank. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't a bank teller. Why'd I have so many New York and Company and limited a dish plus size fucking blazers? Like, any size 14, I was buying them up. And so I thought that was me being an adult, like, straightening my hair and putting on the mustard fucking blazer. And, like, what was your idea of an adult?
You wore vests.
I wore a lot of vests. I wore a lot of, like, Nine West pumps because that's, like, what my mom wore. And I was like, oh, that's how you know you, like, have a day job.
Yeah.
If you're wearing, like, Nine West shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was, like, kind of my thing. And then I was just, like, you guys know me. I don't go out unless it's, like, a YouTube concert, or I'm going to see, like, Anita Baker next week. The person...
Don't get me started with the fucking YouTube concert.
No, but
this bitch and the YouTube already. I'm just like, you know when, like, that one friend likes Tweety Bird? You're like, enough! Tweety towels and shit? But no, she was like, I got tickets to see YouTube. Do you want to go? I was like, sure. She's like, it's in Jersey. I'm like, what? And
took us 4 hours to get there.
It took us 5 hours.
Where was it? It took us five hours.
MetLife, right?
Whatever. Oh, yeah.
MetLife.
Because I was like, what the fuck? It was.
But that's where I met my future boyfriend, British Bake Off. So I was worth it.
Oh, you met him at YouTube.
I met him there.
And all of it was fucking crazy because we had to go through the Lincoln Tunnel from Brooklyn. And I was, and we were just like in year 10, 12 years a slave up in the car. It was a journey. I was like, when is Brad Pitt going to come and save us, honey? This is.
The Canadian? The helpful Canadian?
I was trying to crawl out of my
own sense.
And then we go into the Lincoln Tunnel and we see two white people walking through the little town. I was like, what is you two doing?
And
you motherfuckers?
No, listen, I go.
Like an Exodus. I was like, is this The Walking Dead? And so then I said,
I bet you they're here to go. They want to go to the YouTube concert.
White people with Crocs going through the Lincoln Tunnel. Yes, of course.
Yes, and they joined us, and we all drove in
together. Yeah, I was like, get in the car.
This is cute.
And then we were talking about our first concerts, and I was like, Prince, and the guy was like, Jimmy Buffett, and I was like, we're not going to die. And then I remember when we saw...
British Bake Off.
Fuck. I was like... I could tell he liked Phoebe, and she was like, oh, why is this guy texting me? And I was like, oh, a guy needs to have his dick in his hands for you to be like, I think he likes me.
Yeah, I'm so oblivious. I was like, why is he contacting me? Like, we saw the concert, like, it's done. And she was
good for
like,
you.
Yeah.
Okay, give me your water because I want you to answer questions.
This is a great question. What's the best etiquette for pooping with your significant other home? Okay, that is an amazing question.
Oh, my God.
I know how to do this.
Bake Off and I poop all the time. So
you're mad regs. You keep it regular.
First thing you want to do, you want to set up a candle in the bathroom. You got to fucking...
Not some cheap shit. Get like a
Diptyque,
Joe Malone.
Diptyque?
Diptyque, honey.
God damn.
Diptyque in the bathroom.
What is diptyque?
Oh, shit. Change your life.
Is it a brand or is it a way of life?
It's both. It's like you are pretending you have money, okay, so you get diptyque. You're like, I'm rich, but you're not. So you pre-light
it's
it.
It's amazing.
And then you gotta let them know, like, hey.
I asked my husband to put music on because I don't know what kind of day I have.
Yes, I think another thing that's important is, like, you want to be like, hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Can you turn on the TV? Turn on music. Sometimes I like to terrorize my boyfriend, and I won't turn it on, and I'll be like, I heard that. We terrorize each other. It's fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we like deal with that fucking shrapnel later.
You gotta have the brush right there.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like a Yeti busted in your bathroom.
But it's like Olivia. It's like Olivia Pope when she was like abducted and she had to like use that bathroom.
But I also feel like
1.5 black people get that.
I feel like there's also other things about. We really got to. Well, people do a candle, but I just want to say one point for everybody.
Yeah.
Which is a candle is one thing, but a match is very effective because the phosphorus actually eats the smell, gets rid of it right away, and that is hashtag adulting.
Thank you, fucking MacGyver.
When did you reach?
Wait, why are you reading? I thought I was reading.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, wait. She's like, why the fuck you?
Don Will's gonna read one too, if that's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you are our guest in our house.
Oh, I'm such a fucking asshole. When did you reach peak adulting? I had like a girls' night last night with some friends, and it was great. But when I knew I was like, oh, we are adults. It's like each of us brought like a gas pill. Like someone brought Gas X, someone brought lactate. Like we each brought the materials. Yeah. Like you're gonna have heartburn in half an hour. I got you. Like that is.
Wow.
It's not about pre-gaming.
I talk about naked and afraid a lot, but that's sort of like naked and afraid. Like you gotta survive in the fucking jungle.
Yes.
And you know, like they bring a machete and a fucking pot to boil water. Bring the Gas X.
Yes. So.
It's kind of amazing.
Is dating your weed dealer who is in an open relationship hashtag adulting? That sounds like an ignorant ass.
It sounds like an episode of High Maintenance.
No, it sounds like a fucking Wes Anderson movie. I'm out. No.
I mean, that is a very specific question.
Yeah.
Open relationship.
Like a general question.
Don't date your weed dealer. Come on.
Yeah. Don't get high on the supply. Got you.
Don't get high on the supply. Go ahead, Don Will.
What is an acceptable amount of money to spend on pillows?
Oh,
that's some adult ass shit.
Okay,
shit,
who are you?
Now we're talking real shit.
Wait, this is amazing.
Yeah,
I love this.
This is real shit.
You got a tote bag.
You got a tote bag.
That is
who
asked it? Who said
that?
Who said it?
Who said it?
Give them a tote bag.
Who said that?
That's for a good ass question. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
That is a good question.
Oh, let's talk about this.
Listen, guys.
Are we talking about that Casper shit?
I will say, fully,
yes.
Spend as much as you want on pillows. It is so important to your life.
Right. Yes.
It is. It is.
I undervalue pillows for so long. Yes. You have a lot of pillows.
Yes.
Good pillows.
Yes.
Holy shit, like a good knife. Just upgrade your life.
Exactly. Get on Brooklinen and figure it out. I love Brooklinen.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I know.
Okay.
This podcast is not sponsored by Brooklinen. It should be.
Okay. I will say this. I went ham on bath towels on Brooklinen. And my boyfriend was like, we don't shower this much, but okay. But it's those little things like having nice towels and a pillow. Like you
adult,
need
that
it.
Makes you feel adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have another question, which
last
is...
Last question, everybody.
This is insane. How do you find time to masturbate? And they put their name on it. Call them out. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, let's talk about it. I mean, if you can find time to watch a Netflix show, you can find time to masturbate.
How?
Yeah. Oh!
Yes. And on that note, thank you so much, Phoebe Robinson!
Oh my God, we answered all the questions, solved all the problems. Get it? So great. Give it up one more time, y'all.
Yes!
We got blessed. I'm Michelle. This is Jordan. That's Don Will. And you guys have been fucking amazing.
This was such an amazing show. You just heard from Naomi Ekperigin, Wyatt Cenac, and Phoebe Robinson.
And who knew quality pillows were the key to adulting?
Adulting is produced by Blake Neshik and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitaref, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Ed Haber, and Irene Trudell. The live show is produced by Christian Banda. Banda boy!
Our theme music is by Isaac Jones, with additional music by Don Will.
Did you like our first episode? It's really, really, really important that you rate us. Write a review. I mean, I love you. Do you love us? I mean, I love you with, like, no boundaries, you know, and no judgment. So I'm hoping that you love us the same.
They'll like us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next episode.
And guys, don't forget, be good to each other and wear condoms. Yes!
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.